Blackstone Audio presents Destined for an Early Grave, a Night Huntress novel by Janine Frost. To my sister, Jean, who had the courage to walk away and the strength not to go back. 1. If he catches me, I'm dead. I ran as fast as I could, darting around trees, tangled roots, and rocks in the forest. The monster snarled as it chased me, the sound closer than before. I wasn't able to outrun it. The monster was picking up speed while I was getting tired. The forest thinned ahead of me to reveal a blonde vampire on a hill in the distance. I recognized him at once. Hope surged through me. If I could reach him, I'd be okay. He loved me. He'd protect me from the monster. Yet I was still so far away. Fog crept up the hill to surround the vampire, making him appear almost ghostly. I screamed his name as the monster's footsteps got even closer. Panicked, I lunged forward, narrowly avoiding the grasp of bony hands that would pull me down to the grave. With renewed effort, I sprinted toward the vampire. He urged me on, snarling warnings at the monster, which wouldn't stop chasing me. "Leave me alone!" I screamed, as I was seized from behind in a merciless grip. "No! Kitten!" The shout didn't come from the vampire ahead of me. It came from the monster wrestling me to the ground. I jerked my head toward the vampire in the distance, but his features blurred into nothingness and the fog covered him. Right before he disappeared, I heard his voice.
"He is not your husband, Catherine."
A hard shake evaporated the last of the dream, and I woke to find Bones, my vampire lover, hovering over me.
"What is it? Are you hurt?"
An odd question, you would think, since it had...